Wendy Snyder and for Bob Surratt. Time for extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. My buddy John Hansen joins us again today. Hi, John.
Hello, hello. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. Good. All right. I can't wait to turn the clock back an hour because it's really nice to get an extra hour of sleep. Do you change your batteries when you do the clocks?
Change the batteries like in the
smoke detectors?
Smoke detectors,
yeah.
No, most of mine are like hardwired in now. Like a lot of them are. But I have PTSD from my dad, who is a fire chief for 40 years.
Right.
Who we ran fire drills at our house, which included climbing down a ladder out of the back window at the age of 5 or 6.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was an annual thing in my home, was him showing us how the smoke detectors worked. In fact, when we moved into our house here in Downers a couple of years ago, and he had since retired from the fire department, he immediately, what was the first thing he's done? He's checking all the monoxide, he's checking all the detectors. Now, this one's not good, this one's not good. You need 6 more, here they are. And that was the first thing he did when we moved in. But, yeah, it turns out inspecting things is great, Wendy. And
well,
I think you're leading into our story about the fire department.
Look at that, you got professional
broadcaster segue. Wendy Snyder, everybody.
Just take it, John.
Thousands of city buildings. Thousands are overdue for fire inspection codes.
That scares me. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize for that. That's a very legitimate fear. And look, a lot of these buildings, there's 59,000 of them that the inspectors generals look through. And 59,000 require annual inspection. And just under 10,000 have been inspected in the last 12 months. And over 50% have not been inspected in at least 5 years. And the reason for it, you can probably guess, money and resources. There aren't enough inspectors to do the job. And you might say, an annual inspection for every single building? Some of these are new buildings. Okay, I don't know if you have a point or not there, but the point that ultimately is there is that it's way cheaper to inspect a building and be like, oh, that doesn't work, oh, this doesn't work, than to fight a fire later on. Not to mention the potential loss of lives as well. They released this report right now, Wendy, because it's the start of the budget process, and I'm sure that they're advocating for more money for inspectors. Where we're going to get this money, I don't know, but it's something that they wanted to bring to the forefront.
And it needs to happen, so I hope they figure it out soon.
Well said.
Logan Square, a highly anticipated two-way traffic circle pattern will open next week. What's this going on?
Look, when it comes to construction, I know that Kennedy is our very big shiny model that we've all been talking about for 3 years, and oh, we can't wait for that to reopen. Move over. Logan Square, this massive traffic snarl, this giant circle, has been worked on for a while, and it is set to reopen November 6th. And it is the most anticipated part of the project and the most confusing, because if you've been to Logan Square recently, Wendy, I don't know if you have. It's a gorgeous neighborhood that's just increased in how many people live there recently. It has this great circle around this great monument, which was so hard to navigate that it would cause so many crashes and so many issues with pedestrians and cyclists as well. It's still going to probably be a little confusing at first, and I'm not going to try and describe it here on the radio, but suffice to say, the neighborhood's excited because the first big part of this project is opening next week. So that's good news.
All right. I should go out there and drive it and celebrate.
Go in circles for a little bit, Wendy. Report back. You can call into Your Money Matters. You let me know how it's looking.
All right. I will.
Good.
What's going on in Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood?
Well, a lot, obviously, and we continue our coverage of all things ICE. There's a press conference today in Northwest Indiana about Operation Midway Blitz. Yet some neighbors in these communities, and many of them are fearful of being detained. Many of them are United States citizens or documented immigrants. And it's really impacted the business community. We've reported on a few different things in the Little Village neighborhood, but our reporter, Francia Garcia Hernandez, who's done a stellar job for the whole time this has been in place, went to the Back of the Yards neighborhood, which obviously has a large Latina community. And the bustling 47th Street corridor, which at 9 a.m. usually on a weekday is packed and crowded and people go in places empty most mornings. And it's a huge effect, of course, of what has happened in these communities. And restaurant owners are suffering. And so it's just a write-up of which restaurants and businesses need perhaps the most help, how these restaurants are trying to get by and these other businesses, and what neighbors are doing to kind of rally around each other and help each other out.
You can find out all this at blockclubchicago.org. And you can listen to John Hansen later on tonight, Your Money Matters, 6 o'clock. Right?
You didn't want to talk about the nuclear blast story? You can go to Block Club Chicago and read about that.
All right.
Did you see that one?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
Rich Roper is going to talk about it coming up.
There you go.
All right, John. Listen to you tonight, 6 o'clock. And John is the host of the Block Club Chicago podcast.